Do you have that one that has yellow stripes on his?
That's yellow jackets.
Mm-hmm. How about that one that makes a little nest out of mud?
That's a dirt dauber.
Do they sting?
I don't think so. Oh, there's a black dirt dauber, and there are yellers. Like yellow and black dirt daubers. And them old ones, they might sting. I don't know whether they will or not. They never didn't sting me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't handle lots of them. When I was a kid, I'd play with them, but they never didn't sting me.
It gets me the way they catch little spiders and poke them in that little nest.
Yeah, that, I think that's a black dirt dauber that catches spiders. Well, I don't know which kind catches spiders. I saw both with spiders.
Do these spiders...
Come here.
That's a good bell.
There's no room. There's no comb for them.
Do, you have trouble with spiders around here?
Oh, there are lots of spiders here. They don't bother, though.
Yeah.
And there are trantlers here, two of them, great big old spiders. Now, really, there are no more important than a wasp thing or anything like that. Well, I don't want to be bit by them.
No, I don't think I do either.
I'll kill it when I find any way.
I've seen a lot of them going across the street sometimes, or go across the road.
Oh, I see them a lot. Some years there's just a lot of them. There's one out here in my hay barn here a couple of weeks ago. Oh, he was a great big old thing, and Diana, Peggy's girl, saw it. Hollered at me to look there, what a spider.
Where do they live?
Huh?
Where do they live?
Well, they live in the ground, and they live, I guess, most anywhere. I don't know. I saw them in the ground, big holes where they didn't dig out, but more are just traveling across the road or through your yard, or there and there in bare ground. That's where I see them. Might say all I ever see is in bare ground.
Do your spiders around here build their
webs?
Around in your sheds and places
like
this?
Yeah, you get out there and run in and wrap all over your face in old webs.
I bumped one out there when we were putting up the gate. Well, it was a sturdy one, too.
Yeah, they have them out there always. Get me a little board or something or other if I see them before I get into them. I'll usually watch for them. And I'll bat them and they just quit building their webs around where I travel.
Knock them a few yards, huh?
I'll kill them. Then they have to get hold of the bush, kill them. Then it's there. Well, there'll never be another web put up there until another season every way later on, and another spider come in and pull the building webs.
What kinds of trees do you have around here?
Oh, we have the elm, blackjack, post oak, bur oak, few hickories, walnuts, pecans, thorn trees, hackberries.
Do these thorn trees have blossoms on them in the spring?
Oh, yeah, in the spring they have them going. Oak, did I call it oak tree?
Post oak, blackjack, bur oak. What's the difference between a bur oak and a post oak?
Post oak grows on higher land, and the bur oak have great big acorns on them. Post oaks will have some small acorns on a younger trees,
mm-hmm.
oak runners, what they call them, but they'll make big trees in time.
Mm-hmm.
Do these post oaks have big root systems, or does the post oak have a big root system?
Yes, their roots go way down deep, mm-hmm. like a pecan, hickory, walnut, anything. They've got a tap root, we uh-huh. call it. They go down deep, and they've got feeder roots run on them.
Mm-hmm.
Sides, of course.
Do you have any maple trees in this area?
No maple. We have a locust.
Is that anything like a thorn tree?
Well, yes, but it haven't got the big long thorns on it. We have the catalpa trees here, where we set them out, plant the seed, and they grow.
Say, did you ever use catalpa worms for catfish bait?
Well, I've heard it was an awful good worm, but a fella told me that a catalpa worm wasn't nothing but a tobacco worm or a tomato worm.